Then light flowed back, like chilly water after a pebble has been dropped in the lake. The corporal glared at Otto.
That was dark light, wasn't it?
Ah, you too are from Oberwald, Otto began happily.
Yes, and I did not expect to see that here. Get out!
They hurried past the startled Corporal Nobbs, down the wide stairs and out into the frosty air of the courtyard.
"Is there something you ought to be telling me, Otto?" said William. "She seemed extremely angry when you took that second picture."
"Well, it's a little hard to explain," said the vampire awkwardly. "It's not harmful, is it?"
"Oh, no, there are no physical effects whatsoever."
"Or mental effects?"
said William, who had spun words too often to miss such a carefully misleading statement.
"Perhaps this is not the time."
"That's true. Tell me about it later. Before you try it again, okay?"
William's head buzzed as he ran along Filigree Street. Barely an hour ago, he'd been agonising over what stupid letters to put in the newspaper, and the world had seemed more or less normal. Now it had been turned upside down. Lord Vetinari was supposed to have tried to kill someone, and that didn't make sense. If only because the person he had tried to kill was apparently still alive. He'd been trying to get away with a load of money, too, and that didn't make sense either. Oh, it wasn't hard to imagine a person embezzling money and attacking someone, but if you mentally inserted someone like the patrician into the picture, it all fell apart. And what about the peppermint? The room had reeked of it. There were a lot more questions. The look in the corporal's eyes as she chased him out of the office suggested firmly to William that he was unlikely to get any more answers from the watch. And looming up in his mind was the gaunt shape of the press. Somehow he was going to have to make a coherent story about all this, and he'd have to do it now. The happy figure of Mr. Wintler greeted him as he strode into the press room.
"What do you think of this funny marrow, eh, Mr. De Word?"
"I suggest you stuff it, Mr. Wintler," said William, pushing past.
"Just as you say, sir. That's just what my lady wife said, too."
"I'm sorry, but he insisted on waiting for you," Saccharissa whispered as William sat down. "What's going on?"
"I'm not sure," said William, staring hard at his notes.
"Who's been killed?"
No one, I think."
"That's a mercy, then." Saccharissa looked down at the papers covering her desk. "I'm afraid we've had 5 other people in here with humorous vegetables," she said.
"Oh."
"Yes. They weren't all that funny, to tell the truth."
"Oh."
"No. They mainly looked like, you know."
"Oh. What?"
"You know," she said, beginning to go red, "a man's... you know."
"Oh."
"Not even very much like, you know, too. I mean, you had to want to see her, you know, there, if you understand me."
William hoped that no one was making notes about this conversation.
"Oh," he said. "But I took their names and addresses just in case," said Saccharissa. "I thought it might be worth it if we're short of stuff."
"We're never going to be that short," said William quickly.
"You don't think so?"
"I'm positive."
"You may be right," she said, looking at the mess of paper on her desk. "It's been very busy in here while you were out. People have been queuing up with all sorts of news. Things that are going to happen, lost dogs, things they want to sell."
"That's advertising," said William, trying to concentrate on his notes. "If they want it in the paper, they have to pay."
"I don't see that it's up to us to decide."
William thumped the desk to his own amazement and Saccharissa's shock.
"Something is happening, do you understand? Something really real is happening. And it's not an amusing shape. It's really serious. And I've got to write it down as soon as possible. Can you just let me do that?"
He realised Saccharissa was staring not at him but at his fist. He followed her gaze.
"Oh, no, what the hell is this?"
A long, sharp nail projected straight upwards from the desk, an inch from his hand. It must have been at least 6 inches long. Pieces of paper had been impaled on it. When he picked it up, he saw that it remained upright because it had been hammered through a wooden block.
"It's a spike," said Saccharissa quietly. I brought it in to keep our papers tidy. My grandfather always uses one. All the engravers do. It's sort of a cross between a filing cabinet and a waste paper basket. I thought it would be useful. It'll save you using the floor."
Right, yes. Good idea," said William,
looking at her reddening face. He couldn't think straight.
"Mr. Goodmountain," he yelled.
The dwarf looked up from a playbill he was setting.